Every Monday at about this time, we get together with John Pringler, who is NDSU Cass County Extension Agent. And thank you for helping us line up interviews with the 4-H'ers during the Red River Valley Fair.
Yeah, actually, you know, the fair went very well this year. And 4-H, we just finished up this morning with our 4-H livestock premium auction. And that was well attended, and we need to thank the buyers for being there for that. And thank you to all the 4-H'ers and the Red River Valley Fair for the showing that happened out there.
As far as crop progress at this point, how are the soybeans doing?
Soybeans, you know, it varies by area of the county or by elevation of the field and soil type. But we've got some soybeans that are doing very well, and they are starting to flower at this point. So that means things are going well with some of those. We've got some soybeans that are sitting in saturated soils that are yellow and are stunted in growth, and they need a little drier conditions and a little warmer weather, and hopefully we can, you know, snap them out of that situation. But it's mostly iron deficiency chlorosis, which is brought about because of the saturated soil and the plant not being able to uptake iron.
Mm-hmm. As far as the sugar beets?
Similar situation there. We've got some early planted sugar beets that are closing the row, and they look fantastic. We've got some other fields that are in saturated soils, and they're struggling to get along. And I think, you know, in Cass County anyway, overall, I think we're doing better than some other areas, though, in our sugar beet crop.
Mm-hmm. If everything turned out to be perfect, would we need these nice growing days until September? Not these nice growing days like today, for instance, but that we'll get back to eventually, in order for those that are doing poorly, either sugar beets or soybeans, to get max? Would it have to go on an inordinately long amount of time?
Well, we'd have to go longer than our average, you know. Typically, we get an average frost that kills the plants down around September 20th. So some of the plants need longer than that. So if we could get, you know, into the first part of October, I think that would help tremendously. But, you know, if we're longer than average, we'll do okay. And some of the crops will be fine at our normal frost date, but others might not be mature at that point.
We'll take as many growing days as we can get. How's our friend the corn doing here in Cass County and around?
You know, overall, I think most of the corn is doing pretty well. We've got some of the fields that are close to tasseling at this point. And actually, you look at the growing degree days for corn, crop that was planted mid-May, we're actually still a little bit ahead of the five-year average for growing degree days. But a day like today and tomorrow where we're cooler is probably going to put us back about on normal here. So I think, you know, corn's doing okay, but again, we've got a few fields that are stressed.
Dry edible beans?
Similar to soybeans.
Okay.
For the most part, I think the dry beans are doing a little bit better, but I think they're on a little bit better soils than the soybeans. And some of the early ones there are actually flowering at this point and look pretty good.
How's the wheat? That all done, or where are we at?
Well, we're working on wheat. You know, we've got different planting dates there, but the early fields are actually at our grain filling stage, which is the cooler weather today, you know, is actually helping that grain filling. But there, we've had some fungicide applied, and we've got some of the individuals that are top dressing with nitrogen to try to bring the protein up in some of that grain. So early small grains looking good, and I think some of the others is looking okay at this point too.
Barley, is the same skinny on that?
Yeah, very similar to the wheat. You know, barley is a little bit shorter growing season, so we're a little bit farther along on some of that, but it's doing well also.
How are those farm directors who need hay to feed their horses hay doing? How's that doing?
Well, we've got most of our first crop put up at this point, and they're working on some ditch hay, so hopefully we can get that up, you know, without a lot of rain on it. It won't be too long. We'll be looking at the next crop ready to put up, but some of the first crop, I think, went up in pretty not so good condition, so we need a little bit better conditions for our next crop of hay.
Well, John Kringler, NDSU Cass County Extension Agent, thank you. Let's get together again next Monday at this time and talk over crop progress, okay?
Okay, sounds great.